Good morning, a Thursday morning, a very busy day around WAMC. We're with our political observer, Alan Chartok. Alan, let's start with President Trump suggesting to Americans that they should vote twice, once by mail and once in person. The president encouraged voters to cast ballots twice to ensure their vote is counted. Intentionally voting twice, of course, is illegal. And in many states, including North Carolina, a felony. I honestly couldn't believe what I was hearing.
Well, this is a man who people are so used to hearing lies from that they don't take a lot of his stuff seriously. That really costs him when he's trying to make a point that he really wants people to listen to because they just naturally think he's lying again. Now, when it comes to the double voting, this is classic Trump. On the one hand, he doesn't want people to vote because all the stats are in and we know that more Democrats are going to vote by mail than Republicans are. So stop them from voting by mail. Talk about how fraud enters into it. But the problem for him is he knows it's happening, so he's basically telling people to vote twice intentionally or break the law. You have to be very careful of what your state or commonwealth is saying. Now, Trump is always trying to divert. He's always trying to get you to take your eye off the true problem, which a recent poll I saw on CNN was coronavirus is at the top of the list. So he's desperate to come up with a, quote, cure. So he says, we'll have the vaccine by voting time. Ho-ho. Look, I know so many people who won't use vaccines to begin with, wrongly, in my opinion. But you can only imagine that those vaccines, which are not going to be tested properly and not going to go through the usual vetting, will in fact cause more people not to trust vaccines. I'm sure of that.
In a new poll I see isolated to New York, but the Siena poll shows that many people, majority, over 60%, believe that the virus will get worse, not better. We see University of South Carolina reporting over 1,000 student virus cases. We have always heard from the very beginning of the second wave.
Well, that's right, David. As you open things up, obviously, there will be more possibility of contagion. You go to a university and somebody has a party and one person at that party has it, it's going to spread. Look, we've done a good job now. If people are wearing masks, they should be. And they are socially distancing. And the more we hear, the more frightening it gets, because it turns out that there are so many ancillary problems after you've got the virus itself and if allegedly it's gone away, there are all kinds of things that get left behind. And we're hearing anecdotal stories and others about people who have been saddled with this thing, and it's just awful because we're not going to be done with this for a long time. Trump knows that if this election happens and coronavirus and heat polls, obviously, at the top of the list, that he's in trouble. So he comes up with these really crazy ideas about medicines which the doctors say won't work, or giving the vaccine early even though the testing procedures haven't been correctly adhered to. That's where we are. The whole rationale with Donald Trump is the election.
You've said all along that the president would use the levers of power for his own personal interests. And here's a headline from the Times. Homeland Security blocked warnings of Russian campaign against Biden. The department's leaders declined to publish a memo about Russian attempts to question Joe Biden's health, prompting new scrutiny.
Well, we know they're at it. Even Barr, who is a toady to the president, has said that the Russians are up to it. And of course, they're doing the whole two wrongs make a right thing by saying China is worse than Russia is. Yeah. But Russia did it last time, and Russia is doing it this time, and they're admitting it. Now, Barr's admitting it. Some of the top intelligence people are admitting it or saying it, but the president isn't. The president clearly has a special relationship with the Russians, and we're not sure what that is all about. My opinion is we'll probably find out by the time we're all gone.
Well, and so he goes after Biden, but as many newspapers are pointing out, he has questions about his own health being under scrutiny. We see this whole thing that he denied having mini strokes, although mini strokes wasn't actually the words used.
No, apparently one person tweeted or something like that. Look, we all know what the classic signs of truth are when somebody starts saying, you know, I didn't have a mini stroke. Well, who said you had a mini stroke? We do know that the vice president was properly put on notice that you might have to take over. We do know that there were instances in which the president's physical behavior was very strange, not being able to pick up a glass of water, looking wobbly as he's walking. All of that indicates that everything may not be right. And here's a president whose doctor says he's capable of doing his job. That's not exactly a ringing endorsement of his total health, although that doctor is going to do what he's told. Otherwise, he wouldn't be the president's doctor.
And here come the debates. Could they be a game changer for either side?
Yes. And Biden is going to have to show a certain amount of assertiveness, David, that has not been typical of him. He's got to be strong, but at the same time, he can't accept bullying because we know that this president is a bully. And if he does, it will make Biden look less than strong and therefore will cost him votes. So the zingers, the one-liners, I knew Jack Kennedy and you know Jack Kennedy, that kind of thing, that is what this debate is going to be known for. And there are a lot of people who think that Biden shouldn't debate because Trump won't do his taxes. Yeah, you know what? Biden's got to debate, otherwise it'll look like he's running away from Trump.
Well, for those that care about baseball still, what a punch in the gut, even as a Red Sox fan. Really sad to hear about Tom Seaver, the Hall of Fame pitcher. The mighty arm of the Miracle Mets, he's died at 75. He had Lewy body dementia. What a career. Won 311 games, struck out 3,640 batters. Back in the day, as they say.
David, when you're of a certain age and you live through it and you remember Tom Seaver, it was really something for those of us who were Mets fans, and I was. It was a real shot in the public psyche that this hero had come along and was doing this amazing, amazing pitching and work. What an athlete.
Our Alan Chartok with us as always. We thank you.
David, thank you for being here.